Mark looked at the gun and then up at Dina's face. You won't shoot me, sweetheart. You haven't got the nerve. You were always such a mouse, a drab little mouse. Besides, I know you still care about me. I'm your first and only love. I cared for you when no one else would, and nobody will ever satisfy you like I do. Come home with me. Sweetheart? What I seem to recall is how I couldn't do anything to please you. You called me the greatest bitch of all time. What's so sad, Mark, is that I believed you. I really thought I wasn't worth loving. You convinced me I was that drab little mouse. Well, guess what? I found out I like myself, and I don't much care for you anymore. Whatever feeling I thought I had for you is gone. The sick relationship we had is over. It was over the day you thought you could use me for a punching bag. I tried to explain. It won't ever happen again. I didn't mean to hurt you. I love you. You don't know what the word love means. You tried to control my every move. You told me how to dress and drove my friends away. I loved being a nurse. I'm a good nurse, and you took that away from me. You wanted to own me. I've never understood why. He laughed. That's easy. You let me. Well, Mark, I guess I asked for that. You're right. I did, and I hate myself for allowing you to manipulate and use me. I've grown up a lot these last few months, and no one will ever do that to me again. Her hand was getting tired, and she knew she needed to call the police. Move back and sit down where I can see you. He made his move when she leaned over to reach for the telephone. He was quick, and his body sent her arm flying as he plowed into her. Reflexively, her finger pulled the trigger, and the gun exploded, sending them both to the floor. She saw his face contort in rage. She knew he would kill her if he got his hands on her this time. He swung hard once, then twice, as pain seared her face and neck. He moved over her, grabbing her hair as he punched her in the ribs and stomach. Oh, God, she thought. This time I'm going to die. For one brief moment, she was about to submit to the inevitable. And then, suddenly, she had flashes of her self-defense course. She bit her lip to keep from crying out, moved her knee between his legs, and smashed it into his groin with all her might. Damn, he groaned and then doubled up in pain. She scrambled for the gun, pointed it at him, and sat down hard on the mattress. Her face and ribs were throbbing, but she was alive and in control again. So help me God, Mark, if you come near me again, I will kill you. You're never going to touch me again. She picked up the phone and punched in 911.